It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to the Bath County High School, as it is senior night for these Lady Cats, as the Bath County Lady Cats are playing host to the Lady Lions of Elliott County. Bath County comes in with a 15-9 record. Elliott County on the other side of things at 6-13. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Coach Davey Moore. And Coach Moore, you've been a part of this Lady Cat program. You helped Coach Collier coach over the years, and you know what these two seniors have meant to this program. How hard is this on Coach Collier tonight?
It's going to be really hard because he's been, you know, these two have been with him since he's been here. What's this, year six now?
Yep.
So they've been here from the get-go. So this is his, you know, first time with the group that's been with him since day one. So it's going to be really tough, you know. They've been two excellent leaders this year, and you really want to see them go out on a good note tonight. And I know Collier's pulling for them. Might throw a little nerves starting off, but I think they're going to both have a big night and have opportunity to really celebrate senior night tonight.
You got two girls, Ashton Barrett and Kaylee Crouch, and both of those have been with Coach Collier for the last 6 years. You know, I joke around with different players over the years, and I tell them, I said, you know, things that we say and on the radio mean absolutely nothing. You know, when we're telling you need to shoot more or you should pass more, I said, you don't have to listen to us. We ain't the coach.
But, right.
You know, sometimes we're a little hard on them. You know, when Ashton's having a bad game out there, you know, we're saying she's dribbling too much or she's doing whatever. And it's been a pleasure to follow these girls and to see them change their games and kind of mold to what needs to be done on the team. You know, when Ashton and Kylie were seventh graders playing with, you know, some upperclassmen, and they went through that stretch, they were the upperclassmen as sophomores.
Yes, they were. And I can remember when we had to press her into, she started varsity her seventh grade year, you know, those seventh graders scared to death to go in there and play varsity. And then, but the more we played that year, the more games she got in, the more comfortable she felt. And she was really a big help that year. I think, she went up scoring 100, 125 points in her seventh grade year, which was a big help for our Lady Cats. We were able to win 17 games that year and started changing the culture, you know, when Coach Collier got here.
Well, the Bath County Lady Cats, this isn't their last game. It's a home game that they've got LA County on there, and it's the senior night. They've still got games coming up. On the 19th, they'll be – actually, let's go back. On the 16th, they'll be at West Carter, which is Friday night. It's the boys' senior night will be here that night. Then they go on the road on the 19th. They play Fairview. The 20th, I'm sorry, they're back home on Fairview. Then they're home for Martin and Morgan County. Those two games on the 20th and 22nd are newly added. So they've got games this Friday after tonight, then Monday and Tuesday, and then Thursday of next week.
And I look for the Lady Cats to be favored in all those games. Martin County could be a toss-up. I saw Martin County beat Johnson Central at Johnson Central, and I think that's the first, maybe the second, only the second game Johnson Central lost to an in-state team. I think it was the first one in the 15th region. But, you know, going back to Kaylee Kreskin, I've seen so much improvement in her game, and the confidence has grown in her game. You know, we talked about Ashton a little bit there, but Kaylee's confidence has really grown over the years, and she has no problem doing the dirty work. And then the dirtier the better sometimes. And she really works hard, gets the rebounds, guards the best player on the other team, and does what we need to do to win. So just a big shout-out to both those seniors tonight.
Absolutely. Patrick and I have joked over the years doing these broadcasts, you know, especially on the girls' side of things. It seems like our tough, hard-working girls come from the south side of the county. And our Olympia connection, and, you know,
yep.
Crouch is one of those names. You know, it seems like there's always that one or two girls from what used to be known as the rough side of the county. And you almost need that type of player. You know, the blue collar, get out there and work hard. And, you know, Crouch kind of fits that bill for us this year, and she has over the last couple of years. She's not afraid to get there and mix it up. It doesn't matter if it's the big for the other team. If she's giving up 6 or 8 inches, she feels like she can take them, and she does a lot of times.
And she, I mean, she averages 3 points a game, but, you know, her stat line may not be what, you know, a superstar, but her game is all in the intangible stuff that, you know, needs to be done to win ball games. Again, she's not afraid to do it, and you know, I'm looking forward to a good ball game tonight. You know, Bath County's coming off a loss to Mason County. Elliott is coming off a win, or no, they lost to East Carter 49-47. So they're coming in on a two-game losing streak, and a Bath loss to Mason County. So,
but Bath County did pick up wins against Augusta and Lewis after that.
Yes, they did. So should be an interesting ball game. Bath has finished their district play. They finished 4-2. Elliott has finished theirs as well. They finished 3-4 in their district. They picked up 2 wins against East Carter and a win against West Carter. So, you know, should be a good matchup. The East Carter has 4 seniors on their roster, and I see that should be able to gauge on Martin County, because they play Raceland on the 16th in 3 more days. So, compare scores, you might be able to get a good gauge on the Martin Bath County game for coming up next week, which I think should be a real good contest to get the girls ready for tournament play.
Absolutely. When I look at the district standings, Fleming County looks like they're the leader on the girls' side, 5-1. Bath County 4-2. Round County likewise at 2-4, and then you've got Menifee County at 1-5. So it looks like it'd be Fleming and Menifee and Bath and Round,
and
it's at Round.
Yeah, and anything, you know, don't count out that Menifee County team.
Absolutely not.
If they stay healthy, I mean, if they stay healthy against, you know, Bath County tonight, it'd have been a tough ball game for Bath County to win. So they could give Fleming County all they've got to handle. So, you know, I think 61st District is wide open on the girls' side. You know, I haven't seen all the boys' teams play, but on the girls' side, it is as wide open as it's ever been. And, you know, outside of Ashland, Boyd, and Russell, you know, everybody else is pretty well, you know, even. You know, everybody's fighting for fourth place, you might as well say, because, I mean, you know, Russell, Ashland, and Boyd are really, really good. So, you know, Bath County should happen to get into district play. You know, if they can match up with somebody other than those three, they got a good shot to make it to the semifinals.
And then, you know, basketball is a game of runs. It's a game of timing. And, you know, a lot of things can align in the right spot. Bath County, a couple years ago, was a favorite going into the 16th region. Their draw was Lewis, which was probably, at the time when you look at it, was a team that was like, oh, Bath County ought to, you know, get them by 15 or 20. When you looked at the spread, yeah. Lewis kind of came in. They beat Bath County and actually played their way to the championship game, losing to eventual champion in Ashland. But, you know, it just shows getting hot and hitting the shots at the right time can totally change, you know, the dynamics of it.
All when you get hot and when you get going. And then, you know, this is the time of year you want everything in sync. And as, you know, a lot of coaches used to say, you know, you don't need to change a whole lot. But, you know, the hay is in the barn. Just keep doing what you're doing and get ready for tournament play. Don't try to change things up, add this, add that, go with what you got and what got you here, and then make adjustments as you play.
As far as opening arguments, brought to you by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law out in Salt Lake.
I didn't know there was an Albert Kilburn. That's his brother.
Yeah, it could be.
Kilburn and Kilburn, attorneys at law.
Could be a future kid that we don't know about.
This is true.
Grandkid, you know. But as far as the opening arguments are, it's going to be the same thing that we've talked about all season. You know, there's Beth County's got to stay out of foul trouble. This is an Elliott County team that, when you look at the record, yes, Beth County's the favorite coming in here, but
they're really scrappy. We saw them play.
And they can shoot extremely well. They got in foul trouble when Bath County beat them before. What is her name? Sturgill.
Yep.
She didn't have a really good game, got in foul trouble, just really was kind of taken out of it.
They have two girls averaging in double figures. So, you know, got a rebound, of course. I think tonight Coach Collier's really going to set the tempo. He's going to want to get out and run and play his game. Get into full court pressure, make the easy basket. So I think, tempo is going to be a key as well tonight. So
I mean, Menifee County only beat them by 10 a couple of weeks ago. Morgan County got them by 6. So, I mean, they're a scrappy little team.
They're going to scrap and they're going to fight and they're going to, they're going to not make anything easy. They never have and they never will, Coach Witt has not been coaching over there long, but he does a good job with them. And the girls play hard for him, and that's all you can ask.
You were talking about Johnson Central and what a season they have. They only have two losses, like 21-2 or something like that. This Johnson Central team played in the Mike Brumgen Classic and played L.A. County and only beat them by 11.
Yeah.
L.A. actually had a lead at halftime.
Yeah, I remember that.
And give them all they wanted in the third. It was the fourth quarter when they kind of started running out of gas. They didn't have the horses to keep up with the platoons that Coach Hicks was bringing in on them. But, we talk about them being scrappy. And then the other factor you throw in here, it's senior night. How is our seniors going to respond? How are their seniors going to respond?
How are our teammates going to respond to our seniors? Are they going to try to press a little bit themselves to try to do good tonight and do good for Ashton and Kaylee, or are they just going to play their game? You just never know about kids and about girls, how they're going to play, I'm hoping for a big night for Kaylee Crouch. I'd really like to see her go out on a big night on her senior night. I mean, I know they got more games to go, but to see her have a really big senior night would be a thrill and be exciting to see.
To get that scoring output we've been looking for.
Yes.
Get her a double-double, something like that. I mean, she's worked hard all year. Let her have her night to shine. Your Howard Cuban Attorney Law out in Salt Lake opening arguments. We appreciate him being one of our great sponsors. Each and every broadcast that we do, of course, we have other player awards that we give out in the postgame. We have your Sports Bowling Unsung Hero, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and your R.L. Connell Offensive Player of the Game. And of course, our tip-off and our second-half sponsor is Montgomery Tractor Sales over in Mount Sterling. And we couldn't be here without our great sponsors. We appreciate all of them for making these broadcasts possible. From the little guy down the street to the big tractors down the road.
There's a lot of things that go behind the scenes to make this happen. All our sponsors, Hannah back in the studio, everything, it's got to be clicking, and we appreciate everybody.
Well, and as
I know I do with my first, this being my first time doing this, I appreciate everything everybody has done. I really do. So.
Well, and such the change that has happened to these schedules for both the boys and the girls, and making sure that, hey, can we do a game Tuesday? We've already got this and that. And
got to be ready to go on the fly.
Hey, they've moved game time to this time. Can you make that? And it's definitely been a challenge. And probably since actually COVID has probably been the most stressful part, of course, during COVID. Patrick and I literally sat up here where we're sitting with no bleachers in front of us. So we were on the cliff.
Hanging over, looking over the cliff. So, another thing to talk about tonight is Radloff, Swartz, and Metz are all still out. And then Gordon has been added to the list with an ankle sprain, but she's day-to-day. Metz is 1 to 2 weeks, possibly. And then, feel sorry for Kate Swartz. She's not been able to play maybe a couple of games with JV. She is out for the season. And, of course, Radloff is out for the season with the ACL.
And then Lexi Tiller.
Yeah, and then Lexi Tiller is out as well. She's been battling still some concussion symptoms, so hope the best for all those girls.
As the Bath County Lady Cats going back, getting some instruction from Coach Collier, the Elliott Lady Lions coming back over to their sideline as well. So I'm going to take this opportunity to send it back to studio here, a word from a couple of sponsors you're listening to, Lady Cat Basketball, right here on WKCA.
the unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Bath County High School, L.A. County, Bath County. Senior night for Bath County here in Owingsville. Starting lineups are being announced. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available at 25 horsepower. The Montgomery Tractor of Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. As no surprise, Bath County's two seniors getting a start.
Yes.
Barrett and Crouch.
The usual starting lineup for the Lady Cats most of the season, French, Barrett, Crouch, Norris, and Fareed. Elliott starting four. They're four seniors along with a freshman. They've got Witt, Sturgill, Howard, Hamilton, and Artrip, the freshman, who'll be jumping center against our eighth grader, Fareed. So Elliott is already in the defensive mode on the tip.
As waiting for the signal, ball is in the air, chip is controlled, Bath County crouching back four. Hands it off to Barrett.
Elliott man-to-man.
Barrett with it, gets in, kicks it over to Norris. Norris couldn't get a dribble down, just took some steps. Turnover to Elliott County. 7:49 left to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless. Bath County with the first turnover.
Kind of looked like McCaffrey going through the Chiefs the other night.
And in the first quarter and in the fourth quarter, yeah. And then they went away from it.
Second or third, I never figured out why they quit going to him.
As LA County has it out on the wing, Hamilton now dribbles up top between the circles, all the way over to the right wing. Gives it back up. Thought about a three. Was Witt. Did not take it. Over to the left side, Howard. She penetrates in, picked up a dribble, needs some help, throws it back up. It's going to be over and back as it goes in the back court. Just a bad pass from Howard to Witt.
Good defense by the Lady Lions. Good defense by the Lady Cats. They went from their full court press back to man-to-man. Good pressure defense there.
Norris inbounds back court to French. French comes across the timeline with it, hands it off to Barrett. Barrett catches, takes it all the way to the rack, up off the glass, no good. Rebounds pulled down by Sturgill on the inside. She gives it to Hamilton, who comes racing into the front court up the right side. As Barrett trying to pick her pocket, gets around her, does Hamilton, goes in, shot up, blocked on the inside. No call.
Good defense by Crouch and Fareed right there.
Both of them went straight up.
Straight up. Didn't bring their arms down to anything. Ashton had gambled with the steal.
More often than not, she comes up with that.
Yes, she does.
As Sturgill has it knocked away, they give it into the hands of Howard. Goes into the paint. Her running shot up, no good. Rebound off, and the putback for Witts, no good, but she was fouled. Bath County's French whistled for her first of the quarter. Going to put the Lady Lions at the line for one. It's Witt. Triple dribbles to the floor. First free throw up. LA County leads it 1-0.
Good looking form at the free throw line. Going with the mixed mass shoes tonight.
Second free throw up, no good. Goes off the shoulder of Crouch out of bounds. Should be Elliott ball.
And it is.
Crouch had her player sealed off, but you still have to release as one of the hold on the inbound. This one's going to go against Elliott.
Illegal screen.
Ardra whistled for her first. Team first for Elliott. Elliott County leads it 1-0, 6:45 left to go here in the opening quarter. Carter's come all dressed out tonight. A suit on. It's Norris.
A little senior.
Handle the pass, but gets it.
A little senior night look. That's the only time he wears a tie. He might wear one district tournament.
Barrett goes into the paint. Shot up, no good. I have a foul. It's going to be on Sturgill, her first, team second. Dashing at the line for a couple of shots here. Barrett's first free throw on its way, good. Ties it up at one.
And the difference there between what Sturgill did versus what Fareed, if she brought her arms down, I think if she would have stayed up, she might have got the call. Don't know, but she brought her arms down, and that's automatic for the officials to call that.
It's Hamilton trying to get out of a trap in backcourt. They throw it to Sturgill at half court. She's over to the left wing. Pick up a dribble, needs some help. The Hamilton up top to the right side. Whip three is on its way, and it's good. LA County now on top by 2, 4-2, 6:14 left to go open quarter.
Again, a good-looking shot from Witt there.
Krause.
Good take.
Takes off glass, no good. Gets her own board, then has it knocked away. Ball ends up tied up over there. Jump ball to be Elliott ball on possession change.
Good hustle by the Lady Cats. That was a good strong move by Kaylee. Just didn't get up on the backboard high enough.
Howard looking to trigger it in. Finds Hamilton. Hamilton in some trouble. They're going to get Barrett for the ticky-tack foul. Put her hands on her. They're going to say she pushed. Her first, team second.
She put two hands on her. Supposed to be an automatic call. They don't always call it, but
Hamilton needing some help. Pulls it back over to Howard. She's able to get it in the front court. Gets around Cox, takes it right at three. Shot up, no good. Bouncing off. Rebounds pulled down by Artrip on the inside. She brings it down. Gets tied up by Barrett. Jump ball. This one should be the Lady Cats, and it is.
Couple of jump balls right off the bat.
So give it over to French. She will come in the front court. Hands it to Barrett. Barrett stutter step, stops. Free throw jumper up, no good. Freed with the rebound. She gets it back to French. Her free throw shot up. In and out, no good. Archer with the rebound. Excuse me, Elliott County back the other direction with Hamilton. She'll come across the timeline. Now they will set a play. Looking for a pickup top has a choice. Takes it to the right. Hamilton to the right wing, to Sturgill in the right corner. Sturgill working against Cox, goes driving along the baseline, progress cut off. Back out to Hamilton, she's picked it up, goes to Witt out high on that left wing. Witt back over to Hamilton. Hamilton calls the play. Switch down low, finds Artrip. She catches it, gives it over to the left side to Howard. She puts it up and in for two. All right, leads it by four, 6-2, 4:50 left to go. First quarter. Bath County's Coach Collier's seen enough. He's going to call a timeout. LA County leads Bath County. 4:48 left to go in the quarter. 6-2. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll take it right here on WKCA.
Your Owingsville Ace Hardware store has got some red-hot buys for February. It's a leap year, so you'll have an extra day to stock up and save. It's National Bird Feeding Month, and your choice of 40 pounds wild seed or 20 pounds black sunflower seed, just $19.99. Buy three Ace furnace filters, get the fourth free. Stock up on painting supplies, power tools, batteries, Gorilla Tape. And remember, Ace since 1924, celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful folks.
L.A. County leads Bath County by 4-6-2 here on this girls' senior night basketball. Bath County has it coming into front court. Barrett comes across the timeline. Elliott looks like they're in a 2-3.
2-3 now. They changed their defense up after that.
Over to Cox on the right wing. And the Crouch on the inside dumps in a 3. Up to
nice.
1. She made the basket, go to the line for the three-point play. Yep.
Basket three, counts. Defensive foul,
number 25, shoot one. Nice look by Kaylee there from the high post.
Taylor County's going to have to go with a substitution here. They're going to bring in Preston. Free throw on its way, in and out, no good. Whip gets the rebound. Hands it to Hamilton. Ball knocked away. It's still going to be L.A. County ball. Preston, a freshman as well. Over to Sturgill in the right corner. Hitting self. Finds Witt over on that left wing. Back out to Howard. Takes a three. Key to Witt. Witt catches. Comes Sturgill on the cross. Stop the key with it. Gets up to Garden Hamilton.
Bath has gone to a zone as well.
Hamilton gets to Witt. Dribbles into a double team. Goes over to Hamilton, and we're going to have a collision.
Foul on Freed.
Bath getting Freed whistle for it. Her first.
Her first, team third.
Both teams committed three fouls in this quarter. 3:57 left to go here in the first. L.A. County with a two-point lead. Inbounding the basketball underneath their basket. Over to Sturgill on the right wing. She gets it up to Hamilton out on this right side. Now to Howard up top. Howard working against Barrett. Comes driving in.
Ashton second. She reached across.
Whistle her for a second.
She's going to have to come out with two fouls.
Picks up her second. Norris in to replace her. Hamilton looking, triggers it high to Witt. Witt goes to half court, has to get it. Now finds Hamilton. Goes it over to Witt, to the left side to Howard. Down low they go to Preston. Shot on the baseline up, no good. Rebound comes off Hamilton. She dribbles across the baseline. Goes to Howard, elbow jumper up and good. 8-4, back to a four-point Elliott lead.
Elliott really crashing the offensive boards right now.
Taking it on her own as French, laying it up and in. 8-6.
Good strong move by Bailey. Yeah.
Took it right at Sturgill.
Not only with Ashton being out as our leading scorer, she's also our leading rebounder.
Bailey picks up Sturgill. She comes driving in, throws a shot up, no good, out of bounds. Get back any ball. Scritch. Running the show here for the Lady Cats. Barrett on the side on the two personals.
Elliott back in man-to-man.
Norris thought about three, drives in, kicks over to Crouch. Crouch comes driving along the baseline, puts a shot up, has it blocked by Preston. Sturgill comes up the rebound. She brings L.A. County in the front court up the right side. Nobody really stops her, kicks it out. Howard three, right wing is up, and it's good. 11-6, five-point lead now for Elliott.
Another good-looking shot there by Elliott. Now they're going to press with Ashton out. They've picked up the pressure.
Norris gets it in the front court, finds French. French puts out a dribble now between the circles. Finds Freed at the foul line. She goes driving in. Hamilton takes it away from her, but not before she fouled her first.
She fouled her, but that was a really late whistle. Really late.
It's on Hamilton, her first, team fourth.
Her first, team fourth.
Norris looking, trigger underneath her own basket. Looking, throws it to French out high on that right wing. Bailey goes up, grabs it. Dribbles now between the circles. Sees a little crease, takes it all the way to the rack, plays it up and in. Three-point lead now for Elliott as they got the ball in the front court. To Howard. Out high on that left side. To Witt. Back out to Howard. Howard gives it up to Witt. Three from the left corner is up. That one rolls around and good. 14-8.
Circled the globe on that one.
So LA County will regain that lead. Now out to six. Norris makes a pass on the inside, drives in, kicks over to French, long two, right side is up, it's off the mark. LA County's Wick claims the rebound on the inside. This is to Hamilton. She'll come pushing it in the front court up the right side. Now to the elbow, kicks it over to Howard. Howard working against Cox, kicks it back to Witt. Wanted to take a three, but Norris closed out on her.
Coach Witt wanted her to shoot it too. He wanted her to pull the trigger.
Hamilton gives it up in the corner to Howard. Howard drives in, spins, kicks it back to Hamilton. Baseline shot up, in and out, no good. Freed with the rebound. Finds a guard in French, and she will bring him into front court. Sees a little crease, kicks over to Crouch in the corner. Back out to French. French drives in, kicks it out to Cox. Three, left side is up.
Good.
Cuts the lead in half, makes it 14-11. It's Hamilton over to Howard up the right side. In the front court to Witt. Down low to Preston. Preston goes up, misses the shot. Maybe partially deflected there good, by Cox.
Good hustle by Cox there.
French pushing back the other direction. Takes it all the way in. Goes up. Shot no good. Rebound comes off. Claimed by LA County. As Preston gives it to Sturgill. Now over to the left side to Hamilton. She goes to the left wing with 19 seconds. Gives it over to Witt. They back off. Everyone's surprised she didn't pull that trigger. Yeah. To Howard, she goes driving in. Euro step shot up, no good. For three. 10 seconds is French. Back the other direction. Takes it right at this LA County defense. Lays up, no good. She's up on the floor.
She's a little bit out of control there.
Hamilton back the other direction. Had no idea how much time was left. Runs out as we have played one quarter of basketball here in Owensville. It's LA County 14, Bath County 11. Back to second quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
One quarter of basketball here in the books on senior night for the Lady Cats. It's LA County playing spoiler after one. 14-11. Lady Lions lead the Lady Cats.
Looks like it's Elliott's ball coming out of start the quarter.
Barrett back out there with the two personals. I'm sure the Coach Collier told her, don't reach. As they give it over to this right side to Sturgill. Back to Hamilton, between the circles. To Sturgill. Down low, they throw it to Witt. Back to Sturgill. Three from the right side is up, and it's good. It's raining threes here for LA County.
Nothing but the bottom of the net. They're back into the 2-3 now. Josie Reed in the ballgame for the Lady Cats.
Norris took it on the right wing. And driving in. Sturgill cuts her off, and Norris throws it out of bounds. It's Cox and French come in. Norris and Freed will check out. That'll move Crouch into the five spot. Hamilton in the front court. Gets to Howard, to Sturgill. Running a little weave up top is Elliott. Now to Hamilton on the right side. Slings it over to the other side. Witt goes and gets it out high. She now uses her dribble. Back over to Hamilton. She's got it between the circles to Witt, to Sturgill. Sturgill is driving down. Puts a shot up, no good. Barrett gets a rebound.
Good defense by Kaylee Crouch there. Straight
she
up again.
Ahead, finds Prince. Lays it up and in. 6:56 left to go. L.A. County's lead's trimmed to four. Sturgill over to Hamilton. Hamilton has her progress cut off there by Reed. Hamilton in some trouble. Looking. We got a timeout being called by Elliott. Coach Witt got it off, realizing his guard was in bad trouble. 17-13. L.A. County leads it by four. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
LA County leads it by four. 6:43 left to go in this half. So they throw it to Hamilton in backcourt. Does Elliott on the inbound. She's got it between the circles. She's calling a play and needing some help. As French giving good defense, keeping her in front of her. Hamilton working against French. Comes driving in. Throws it over to Sturgill on the right wing. Sturgill sees a crease. Comes driving in. Throws one at the basket. Felled out by a foul on the inside. Just took it right at Cox.
And again, Mallory brought her hands down. Good strong take by Sturgill there.
The Sturgill will be at the line. Chance to add to the Elliott lead. Free throw on its way. No good. Norris will come in. Cox will check out. Exactly what you said, Collier's telling her. You know, keep straight up.
Straight up.
Don't collapse. Barrett stops, pops, free throw jumper. It's short, misses everything, goes out of bounds. L.A. County ball.
I think she's trying to assert herself a little bit because she didn't have a very good first quarter.
Hamilton catches it on the right side, stutter steps to the right wing, and then Norris runs into her.
Couldn't put the brakes on. But Jerrica's first.
That's what I have.
That's what I've got.
They throw it in the backcourt to Hamilton. Hamilton gets a pick, gets Freed. And Reed just comes in, takes it right away from her. She comes dribbling down the left side, takes it right at Witt. Shot off the glass. Good. Josie Reed with the lefty layup from the lefty. Makes a 2-point game.
Nice take by Josie. Who was the foul on? Was that on Witt?
Witt.
Her first.
Reed at the line. Chance to make it a 1-point game. 17-15 as it stands. Make it 16. 5:51 left to go here in the half. Back Penny is drawn within one. It's Hamilton with it in backcourt. Picks up a dribble. Needs some help. Goes it to half court to Witt. Witt dribbles in the front court. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. She's double teamed. Hands it to Hamilton. Hamilton has it knocked away, and then Barrett comes up to steal, lays it up. That's coming back on top, 15-17. 5:32 left to go.
Best way to pick up your offense is with your defense.
Well, it keeps you from having to think. Coach Collier's preached that all year. The less thinking we do, the more dangerous we are. Sturgill throws it to Howard at the foul line. Over to Hamilton, shot up from the right side. It's short. Maybe it's been deflected by Bailey French.
I think Bailey got a hand on that.
As Hamilton and Sturgill go to the floor, Bath County's Barrett comes up with it. She goes to throw it out of there. It's deflected. French goes to come up still, knocks it out of bounds.
A lot of action right there, wasn't there? Just
a lot of bodies on the floor and no whistle until it went out of bounds. They throw it to Howard. She comes driving in. Crouch blocks a shot. They're going to give it a jump ball.
Gives the ball back to the Lady Cats.
But sometimes it's just entertaining to watch people in the crowd.
Yes, it is.
As Barrett will come across the timeline on this left side.
Elliott back into the half court man-to-man.
Barrett gets over to Reed, thought about three, comes driving in, stops.
Good take.
Oh, lefty shot up, no good from the elbow. Rebounds off to Witt, who gives it to Sturgill. She comes dribbling up the right side to the right wing. It's pass over to Howard out high on that left side. Howard has her progress cut off by French. Gets it over to the left side to Sturgill. Sturgill lobs it inside to Witt. Witt immediately surrounded. Out to Preston. Now to Howard. Three from the right side is up, and it's good. Ellie Kenny back on top of two. 2018, 4:05 left to go.
That's
in the
her
half.
Second three. She's two of two from three-point land.
And there wasn't no question. They both in the bottom of the net.
Both of them, I mean, I don't think she's stuck three of them yet, has she?
Nope. Barrett, she tries to answer, and
she
does. Answers. Matt Kenny back on top of one. 3:51. Barrett can one straight away. 21-20, back in the lead. Howard with it. Working gets around Barrett. Takes it all the way to the rack. Lays it up in the end.
She attacked Ashton there knowing she's got two fouls.
Down low, they throw it to French. French goes to the floor. Jump ball. This one should be L.A. County's ball.
Timeout, L.A. County. Full timeout.
L.A. County calls for a timeout with 3:30 left to go in the half. 22-21. L.A. on top by one. Back in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
One, two, one, one, full court press going to be set up here by the Lady Cats. So get it into Hamilton, does Elliott. She comes dribbling up the left side. Back to Howard. Half court to Sturgill. Sturgill in the front court for Elliott. Got Kenny chasing. Over to Hamilton on the right wing. And Josie Reed going to be whistled for it. She came in and they bumped.
It's her first.
Reed will check out. Cox will come in. They get it in the backcourt to Howard, who hands it to Sturgill. Sturgill looking for a pick. Gets it set. Over to Howard. Can she make three? No. Missed that one.
She still hasn't hit rim.
Technically true. Foul's going to be on Witt, her second. As Cox had good position on the inside, they're going to get Witt with the body foul.
She had no choice but to foul if she was going to try to get that rebound.
Barrett throws it over to French on the right wing. To Barrett, now the left corner to Cox. Cox gives it back out to Barrett on this left side, over to French on the right wing. To Barrett, sees a little crease, launches a three. It's up, no good. Went with the rebound. She brought it down, throws it to Sturgill on the right side. She comes racing up the right wing. I think if I'd been Sturgill, I'd have took it right at Barrett, who was on the inside, and that time she did.
That time she did.
24-21. 2:28 left to go here in the half. Elliott County by three. Gives it back to Barrett. Now to French on the right wing.
Elliott in a 2-3 zone.
To Cox, now to Barrett. Left corner three is on its way. In and out, no good. Hamilton with the rebound. She's brought it down, working against Norris. Gets around her, comes driving up the right side. Leaves it off for Witt on the right wing. Witt Running one-hander up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes off. Out of bounds. It'll be back any ball.
Witt tried that little Bob Cousy runner off one foot. Not many people probably remember Bob Cousy. I didn't see him play. I just saw video. So I'm not going to say I'm that old, but I do remember it. I only saw video.
And that girl shooting like Pistol Pete. I mean, we're just going to start bringing these old guys back.
Hey, let's bring them all back. Hey, that was basketball was good back then.
Barrett, soft spot, free throw jumper, no good. Rebound off to R-Trip on the inside for Elliott.
Elliott has a bunch of rebounds tonight.
So give it over to Witt out on that right wing. She comes dribbling across, gives it to Howard. Oh, she puts up a three. Hit the rim that time, David.
Yeah.
She missed it, though. R-Trip on the inside. I guess you're allowed to stay in there as long as you've got the ball. Block for back coming the other side. Barrett with the layup, no good. Rebounds pulled down by Howard. She comes back in the front court, throws it over to Sturgill. He throws it to Witt up top. Out to Howard. Howard working against Norris, gets into the paint, finds Witt down low, goes up, puts it up in front of Fareed. 26-21.
Good ball movement there by Elliott County.
This is an Elliott County team after we saw them in December. Much different team tonight.
Much improved. But they do look to be getting a little bit tired, so look for Bath County to make a big second-half run.
It's French three up on the right side, no good. If the Lady Cats could buy a basket, they're getting great looks.
Yes, they are.
Just not getting them to stick.
I still would like to see them try to attack the middle of that zone like they did earlier.
Howard running shot up, no good. Barrett with the rebound. Looks up, French leaking out the other direction. She takes it, lays it up and in. 28 seconds left to go. Bath County had went 3 minutes and 30 seconds between baskets. Three-point game. Elliott up 26-23.
Elliott only scored 28 points the last ball game against Bath.
Howard gives it up to Sturgill. 9 seconds. She gets a switch. Now has Norris. Gets it to the elbow. Hands it off to Hamilton. Hamilton nearly loses it. Heave at the buzzer. Good if it goes. No good. So we have run out of time here at halftime as the LA County Lady Cat or Lady Lions 26, the Bath County Lady Cats 23. Davey's going to work on getting some stats together from this first half of basketball. We'll use this opportunity to send back to studio here, word from some sponsors. We'll return here on WKCA in a couple of minutes.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
LA County leads Bath County here at halftime on senior night for the Bath County Lady Cats. As it was first half of a few runs, a little bit of time between baskets, and Lady Cats found themselves trailing here to this L.A. County squad. L.A. County got on the board first, but Bath County quickly regained the lead with the 6:29 mark at 2-1. L.A. County then went on a little barrage. They led by three after one quarter. Bath County actually regained the lead once again in the third quarter at the 3:51 mark, went on top 21-20. But L.A. County from that point on regained the lead and held it strong as Bath County Lady Cats having those scoring droughts. But it's not like they're taking shots that are contested or anything like that. They are literally getting one shot and done, and their good looks are just not falling.
It's not falling for them, and they had some good open looks. So your stats at the half for L.A. County, they were overall on the field, they were 10 of 27 for 37%, 5 of 8 from three-point land for 63%, 1 of 4 from the free throw line for 25%. They had 11 defensive rebounds in that first half. I had them with 6 turnovers. Howard was leading scorer at 12, just under her average of 13. She already has 12. Sturgill has 5, and Kylie Witt has 9, and she usually averages around 7 points a ball game. For your Lady Cats, overall they were 9 of 23 from the field for 39%, 2 of 5 from three-point land for 40%, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Bath had 11 defensive rebounds as well, and turned the ball over 4 times, whereas Elliott turned it over 6. Bailey French led us in scoring with 8. Barrett with 7. Josie Reed and Cox both with 3. And Fareed had 2. Foul situation, Barrett has 2 for the Lady Cats. And Atrip and Witt each have 2 for the Elliott County Lady Lions. Very entertaining first half. Like I said, Elliott only had 28 points the first time that these two teams played. They've already put 26 on the board. Sturgill has stayed out of foul trouble. She hasn't hurt us, obviously, with only 5 points. It's been Witt with the big first half for the Lady Lions. Bath County just not able to get scoring runs going. They're trying to with the defense. Again, I think this second half, Elliott looked to be a little gassed in that first half. Make a run here early and maybe get this, put this game away pretty quick.
Absolutely. You know, Howard shooting the threes on the outside. She's looked really good. You see why she scores in double digits. She wasn't a whole lot of a difference maker when these two teams met first time. But
after watching Witt shoot that first half, I don't know how she doesn't average more than 7 points a game. She's 2 of 2 from three-point land. She's been aggressive with the ball. I think a couple of times she had opportunity to shoot, and she didn't. So I don't know, you know, what that maybe her confidence. But anyways, she's had a good first half. So hopefully, again, your Lady Cats can come out. Looks like it'll be our basketball starting in the second half. So get a big basket and get in their press and maybe get some turnovers and make a big run right here to start this third quarter.
I mean, like I said, Bath County was taking shots. They were good-looking shots. They were half ball in, bouncing back out. They were layups missed. I know the Coach Collier's addressed that with his team because if they were going out and they were shooting air balls and throwing them off the top of the backboard,
right,
and you know, all that kind of stuff, I could see that, you know, would be concerned. But when you're shooting a three-point basket and half the ball goes underneath the rim and it rattles itself back out, that's not anything that you've done. It's just bad luck.
Yeah, I'd like to see them, you know, maybe I'm sure Coach Collier has addressed this. When Elliott's in that 2-3, attack that middle right there, that high post. If you get in the middle of a 2-3, then, you know, good things are going to happen. So I'd like to see that more instead of just settling for the three-pointer. Even though they're open looks, let's try to be more aggressive, maybe get Elliott in foul trouble and get to the free throw line.
I'll take anybody on our team shooting from the elbow to the second block any night.
Yes,
and,
sure.
That, especially when you're talking about the 2-3, that is the area that they need to get to. That's the softest point in it. And Bath County was doing that. A couple of times I thought the Lady Cats got a little over-aggressive when they got there. They went ahead and tried to Euro-step on through into 2 and 3 defenders down there. But you know, that's a little spot just around that foul line. If you can get in there or a step or two inside of it, that has been open because they're literally almost underneath the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
As Bath County Lady Cats find ourselves trailing here at halftime, 26-23. We're going to take a short break, send it back to the studio. A word from a couple more sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball. Currently 26 for Elliott, 23 for Bath. We'll return here courtside in about 1 minute.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling in five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A PowerStar tractor handles the jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best in class, cab visibility, and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. It's going to be Bath County ball to start the second half. As Elliott County will be on defense with the three-point lead.
Looks like Elliott is going to start out in man-to-man, start the second half. Let's see how aggressive the Lady Cats come out here.
Barrett will come across the timeline. Gets a pick set up top.
Nice.
We'll give a go with Fareed. She takes it right at the rack, and she's fouled. Fouls on Hamilton, her second.
Really nice look there. Nice play coming out of the halftime.
Free throw up and good. Makes it a two-point contest. 7:52 left to go here in the third. Free made one of two. Missed the second. Hamilton claims the rebound. Back in it, back on defense. Gets a pass over to Sturgill on this left side. To the left corner to Howard. Back to Hamilton. Down low to Witt. Witt shot up. Bouncing, good.
Good ball movement by the Lady Lions as well there. Both teams have come out with philosophy that we're going to attack the basket.
28-24, Elliott lead is out to four. Barrett stops, pops, where we just talked about. Elbow extended here on this right side. Cuts the lead to two. 7-18 left to go here in the third.
Once again, the Lady Cats are in the full court press.
Hamilton in the front court to Howard. Howard over to Sturgill on this near side. Fakes a pass. Now gives it up top to Howard. Howard back out to Sturgill. She comes driving in. She stops. Maybe I think they were listening to us. They found a little soft spot as well.
Yes, they have.
30-26, Elliott on top. Barrett comes driving in. Hamilton just takes it away from her. She comes back the other direction for Elliott. Hands it off to Sturgill on the left wing. Back up top to Hamilton between the circles. Looks over to Coach Witt, gets a play. Gets to Sturgill on the left wing. Gets to Witt straight away. Now to Hamilton on that right wing. And she looks up top to Artrip. Now to Witt, who's popped out on the left wing. Got Morris guarding her. Throws it up top to Howard. She hands it to Witt. Witt curls, stops the free throw. Jumper is up. Bouncing off Martin, no good. Barrett with the rebound. And Hamilton comes up behind, just takes it away, throws it over to Sturgill. She stops, puts it in for two.
Good defense there. Just caught Barrett off guard there.
Barrett throws it to French. She comes in the backcourt to get it. Hands it off to Barrett. Barrett drives off glass, banks it home for two. Makes it a four-point game. Elliott still on top. A penny full court press. Hamilton gets around it, comes up the right side. Lobs it over to Witt on the left wing. She goes up against Freed. Freed sits straight up, misses the shot. Rebound comes off. They find French. She attacks the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound comes off. Krauss gets it in the corner. Just that scrappy play that we were talking about in the pregame. Over to Norris, three from the left side is up. Off the mark, no good. Howard with a nice block out and a good long kicking rebound. Hamilton. She picked up her dribble, and then we're going to have over in the back. As Howard coming from back court, Hamilton in trouble.
I don't know what Hamilton was thinking there.
I'm in trouble. I got to get rid of this ball. As between the circle, has Barrett. She's picked it up. Finds French on the right wing. She looks. They try to go down low, and it's knocked away. Norris tried to save it, but ends up in Witt's hands. She's got it up here near half court. In some trouble. Finds Hamilton out on that left wing. She gives it back to Witt. Now to Howard. Howard working against Barrett. Comes driving in, throws it over to Sturgill. Sturgill goes driving along the baseline, lost the handle out of bounds.
Just lost it.
As they inbound the ball, and Barrett will bring back Kenny into front court. 13 trailing by four. Barrett has it between the circles.
Elliott goes 2-3 this time.
To Norris, now to French in the corner. Loads it inside to Crouch. Crouch double team, puts a shot up, somehow got it to go over top. Makes it a 2-point game with 4:21 left going to third.
Another good strong move there for Kaylin.
They throw it to Sturgill in the front court. Our trip at the foul line, out to Witt, out to Howard. Almost stepped into a three, comes driving down, throws it over to Sturgill. Sturgill turns, shot up, no good, gets her own board to Sturgill. She's working down low, we're going to have a back Kenny foul. Foul's going to be on Crouch with the body.
He got her with her first.
So does Mr. Pruitt on the PA, and I likewise. Nice little inbounds there to Sturgill as she's able to just catch it.
That was a nice inbounds play right there. A little misdirection.
Over to Norris, she comes driving in.
Nice solid move.
Makes it a two-point game once again. Cut back into that lead, 34-32.
You don't see Jerrica do that very often. I'd like to see her do it more.
Ball's thrown away. It's a turnover.
They're starting to get gassed a little bit. Sturgill is struggling.
As Coach Witt realizing that, calling a timeout. 3:43 left to go here in the third quarter. It's Elliott 34, back Kenny 32. Back in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Back coming to inbound, trailing by two. 3:43 left to go here in the third. And so I thought they were going to leave Barrett wide open in the corner for three. She gets a handoff out on the corner. Gets it over to Norris. Norris curls. Back to Barrett. Now off to French. Back to Barrett on the right side. Skips it all the way over to Norris on the left side. She sees a crease, takes it all the way to the right, goes up, no good. Witt with the rebound. She gets out, throws it to Howard.
Good strong move by Norris. I don't have a problem with that.
Howard gives it to Hamilton. Now out to Sturgill. Back out to Hamilton. She's got it to Howard, who comes to the jump circle. Will reset the offense for the Lady Lions.
Back down in the half court, man-to-man.
Howard gets a switch and does for three. He gets to Sturgill. Back to Howard. Elbow to the right side is up and good. 36-32, a four-point lead for Elliott.
Congratulations, young lady. 1,000 points for Molly Howard. That's a good feat. I mean, it's on my court there. That's a big accomplishment in high school sports.
As 2:54 left to go here in the third, LA County back on top by four, 36-32.
Hugs from all the family. Now let's play ball.
Mary didn't look too happy about it.
She, surely she knew, but she seemed off like she didn't.
Is it going to get free to the charge? Good standing her ground down there.
She stood her ground. I'm not sure about that.
It's 2-on-3.
Not sure free could knock Witt down. Now Bath has gone to his own.
Howard.
That's going to be a legal screen.
Gets freed by a legal screen. And that's partly Howard's fault. She took off.
Yes.
Didn't allow Preston to get herself set.
Didn't let her get set.
So Elliott lead is at four. Backing with the basketball. Chance to cut into it.
Now Elliott has changed to a 1-2-2.
They find French. Three left side is up. That one's long. Rebound comes off to Howard. She comes up the right side, gives it to Sturgill. Sturgill now with it to the right wing. Pick up a dribble. Throws it over to Hamilton. Hamilton hits by everybody. Stops. Pops free throw jumper up. No good. Witt. Had the ball knocked away on the rebound. Last touch for Bath County.
This Elliott Mons, they're scrappy and they're very aggressive.
Norris will check out. Cox will replace her. Hamilton looking to trigger for underneath their own basket. Gets DeWitt out on the right wing. Rick gives it up to Howard. Howard to Preston. Baseline jumper up, misses everything. Barrett with the rebound. Hamilton just comes around that backside. Beth Kenny doesn't do a very good job communicating as Barrett coast to coast misses the layup. Ball ends up in French's hand. Kicks it back to Cox. Free throw jumper up and do it. It's a two-point game, 36-34. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout called by Bath County. 1:42 left to go. Bath County's trimmed in the lead to two. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
I wonder what was going on for a second. We just had player Tyner shoot.
Yeah, equipment malfunction again. One orange, one blue shoe.
Howard looking at trigger. Gets it into Sturgill. Sturgill lost it out of bounds. Ooh. I think that went off Sturgill. Bath County ball. So Cox will look to trigger from underneath their own basket. Throw it off the back of Howard. She ain't paying no attention. Lob it in high, though, to French. Over to Barrett. Three, left side up, short. Rebound comes off. Crouch all over the floor. Down, needs some help. And they're going to say she traveled with it. She rolled over. It's Howard looking to inbound. Gets it into Hamilton. Back over to Howard. Now to Sturgill at half court. She turns to Witt. Witt, they trap her in the corner. She gets it out to Howard. Now to Hamilton. Back up top to Howard. To Hamilton on the left wing. That's kind of quickly closing out. The double team, Hamilton. She steps through, throws it over to Sturgill. Sturgill comes all the way to the right block. Shot up, no good. Witt with the rebound.
And call it on the floor.
Foul's going to be on back. And he's 11.
Cox is second.
I don't think Cox could have pulled her to the ground like that.
No.
But okay. So Hamilton will look to inbound. Looking. Throws it into Witt. Witt. Backs up now between the circles. And dribbling, hands it off to Howard. Howard curls over to Preston. Baseline shot up, off the mark, no good. Barrett with the rebound. Has it back tipped away from her into the hands of Hamilton. Over to Howard. Over to Sturgill. She wanted to take three, comes driving on the baseline, comes driving in. Crouch comes up to steal. She looks and finds Barrett. Barrett catches French leaking out the other direction. Lays it up off the glass, no good. Was expecting some contact from Howard. It wasn't there.
She's looking for the contact and just...
As Preston catches on the left wing, gives it up to Hamilton. Now to Witt. Her three, the right side is up. It's long. French comes down with the rebound. She's in some trouble. She turns right into Hamilton. The two collide. I have a foul on Hamilton.
Her third.
Cox inbounds to Barrett. LA County still with a two-point lead. 16 seconds left to go in the quarter. 36-34, down to 10. Barrett over to Cox. Thought about the three. 6 seconds. Finds French. Back over. Inside they go. Back out to French with 1 second. Shot up for three.
Oh,
out. No good.
Good look.
So played three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. LA County 36, Bath County 34. Back to the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Elliott leads it by two. Elliott County basketball here on Bath County Senior Night.
Big quarter here, right here.
Howard looking to inbound for the Lady Lions.
Look for the Lady Cats to trap right here.
And the Sturgill. Bath County does. They come up to try to trap. Crouch.
Almost got it.
That was close going off of Howard's hands after the deflection.
Almost got the turnover there. You can see it coming there. The Lady Cats are looking to try to.
Skip it over here to Sturgill. She throws it back over to Howard on the right wing. Howard into the paint, out to Sturgill. She's got it on the left wing. Throws it up top. French jumps up, knocks it away. Barrett gets a steal. She takes it coast to coast, goes with a layup. No good. I'm going to say she was fouled on the floor. Howard acts like she might have.
I think he was pointing to the injured player. Now he don't even know who he called the foul on.
works hollering, I'm fine.
Who was the foul on?
13.
13?
Sturgill.
Sturgill, her second.
Fair free throw up, no good.
Has it been a while since we've been tied?
Yes.
Got it to one.
7:38 left to go. It's a one-point Elliott County lead. Lady Lions with the basketball. Throw it up half court to Sturgill. Cox with a near steal. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton over to Sturgill. She drives in, puts a shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes off. Preston, her putback, no good. Gets it again. Hands it over to Witt. Witt shot blocked on the inside by Crouch. Barrett with the rebound. She comes racing out of there with it to the right side. Goes up. Backing back on top. 37-36. Lady Cats lead it by one. 7:07 left to go in the ball game. So they come up. Barrett.
Be her third.
Picks up her third.
Norris back in the game for Cox. 32nd timeout, Elliott County.
7:02 left to go in the ballgame. Bathkinney leading up by one, 37-36. Timeout's been called on the floor. And Davey, if you're Bathkinney at this point, it's not panic mode time. Still plenty of time. But they can ill afford to keep Elliott County's confidence in this.
Yes. You know, point out, you know, you can't trade baskets. You got to get some stops and get baskets yourself. And, you know, extend this lead here. You know, pick up your pressure. Stay out of foul trouble. I mean, each team has one team foul piece in this quarter, but you know, keep the pressure up on Elliott. They're starting to wear down. This is going to be one of those games where, you know, I feel like basketball pull it out, and it's just not going to look good in the scores you want it to. But you know, you need one of these types of games going into tournament time, because tournament games, first round of district against round, it's going to be a game a lot like this right here.
Howard's trying to grit it out. She acts like she's turned up ankles.
She's a trooper now, I tell you. She's, you know, and Coach Witt's got to have her out on the floor.
As they find Preston, she catches and launches. Crouch gets a rebound on the miss, hands it to Barrett. Barrett looks up and finds Prince. Prince knocks her way into the paint. She throws one at the basket, no good, but she was fouled. She took it right between two Lady Lions. It's going to be on Archer at her third.
It's Bailey at the front, at the line to shoot him to. This is what you want. One little spurt going right here.
First free throw up from French is good. So Preston comes back in. Our triple checkout. French. Chance to give her team a three-point lead with a made basket is short. Rebound comes off to Witt. She finds Hamilton. She comes up the right side. She's trapped.
Dribbles right into the corner.
Away. French with the steal. Over to Barrett. Barrett trip. There's a foul.
Giving her two shots. That was on the floor. Wow. We'll take that.
So Barrett. Chance to extend the lead at the line. Free throw up, no good. Bathkinney still leading by two. 6:37 left to go in the ballgame. Barrett gets it back for a second free throw. Dribbles to the floor for the senior. Second one's on the way. That one's good. Bathkinney leads it by three. 39-36.
Picking their pressure back up again.
Sturgill. Throws a pass to Bathkinney. Lady Cats collide. Bathkinney comes up with a steal. Norris, nice pick. To Barrett. Three is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes off as Hamilton's got it. She comes dribbling out there with it. Gives it up to Sturgill.
That three would have been huge.
Sturgill's picked up a dribble, finds Hamilton. The trapper over here throws it up top to Howard. She's got it between the circles to Sturgill. Sturgill looks. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton comes dribbling out with it. Gets through a wave of Bascany Lady Cats. Over to Howard. She lobs it to Sturgill in the left corner. She looks. Wants to go baseline. She's trapped over here. Used her dribble. Finds Witt. Witt's tied up over here. Jump ball. Possession in favor of Bath County.
Again, Bath County's pressure defense is really taking over right here in this quarter.
So Barrett will dribble Bath County into front court. Her team up three. Gives it to French. Back over to Barrett. Barrett surveys. 2-3. They throw it to Freed at the foul line. She turns, kicks over to Norris. Three from the right side is up. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Preston, who finds Hamilton for Elliott. She will come in the front court. Middle of the floor. Gets a pass over to Sturgill on the right wing. She drives to the baseline. Progress cut off by Crouch. Sturgill still with the dribble. Throws it out to Hamilton. Ball knocked loose. Hamilton goes to half court. Her and French collide. Foul's going to be on French.
Her second.
Her second. Second.
Howard gets it right back. She comes in the front court. They set two picks up top. Howard drives in. Free gets a block. Ball knocked out of bounds. I'm going to say last touch for Bath County's Crouch.
I don't know what their discussion is about here, but if they're looking at the clock. I don't know.
The time kept running.
Yeah.
So Hamilton will look to inbound underneath her own basket. 5 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Bascany leading it by three. Hamilton looking. Gets into the Preston. Gets it right back to Hamilton. She's got it in the corner. Throws it up to Howard. Over to the left corner. They go to Sturgill. Sturgill comes driving through. Gets into the paint. Throws one at the basket. No good. Foul on the inside. And that foul is going to be on Bath County's for Reed.
Her third.
Well, they said second.
He's second. I got
third.
Three.
Free throw up is good. Makes it a two-point game. 39-37. Kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl, Davey.
Yeah.
Neither team really trying to put the other one away and just allow them to kind of hang around.
In a big fourth quarter, so.
Let's just hope we got Mahomes and Kelsey on our side.
Sturgill has gone over her average for the night. Another turnover by the Lady Cats.
And then another one by the Lions. As French gets in there, I don't know why she didn't just go for the layup. She's probably going to get fouled. Gives it out. Bath County. Barrett gets around her defender, and Hamilton puts a shot up. Bouncing back to good. 41-38. Bath County back on top by three. 4:23 to left to go on the ball.
Got the shooter's touch on that one.
Howard throws it back to Hamilton. She comes up the right side, picked up her dribble, needing some help. And Barrett.
Ashton's fourth.
Bumped her right at mid-court stride.
Picked up her fourth.
I mean, you know, it used to be the cool thing on senior night to foul out there, but when you're one of two seniors and you're an important
cog
in
the
wheel,
floor.
We need you.
Need to be on the floor.
As Hamilton gets it to Howard in front court. Throws it back to Hamilton between the circles. Hamilton comes dribbling over. Barrett's got to be careful out there. Ball knocked away as she went to make the pass. Barrett picks her pocket, takes it coast to coast, laying it up. Good. 43-38, 3:52 left to go. Hamilton back the other direction. Throws it to Sturgill out on the left wing. Back to Hamilton up top. Over to Howard on that right side. Howard bobs it over to Hamilton in the corner. Hamilton has it out on that right wing. Finds Witt. Witt. Turns, needs some help, throws it to Sturgill. Sergio fakes the pass to the baseline, comes dribbling across, gives up to Witt. Now up top, Howard. She wanted to take three, dribbles in, free throw jumper up, bouncing off, no good. Free claims the rebound. Brooks finds a guard and Barrett. She will walk it into front court. 3:15 left to go in the ball game.
Elliott's in man. Well, I don't know. I think they're trying to. Some of them's in man, some of them's in zone.
Back over to Norris. Three from the left side is up. Off the mark, no good. Preston with the rebound. Looks and finds Hamilton. She comes running up there. I don't think she's came out of this ball game, baby.
And no.
She is still acts like she's got a ton of energy as Howard came to three.
Big three for the Lady Lions.
Makes it a two-point contest.
I think there's four girls that haven't been off the floor for Elliott, and they're really struggling. Well, I guess Howard come off for a minute for her ankle, so I guess it's Sturgill, Hamilton, and Witt have not been off the floor.
Crouch dribbles along the baseline over to Barrett. High arcing three is up and good. 46-41. Bath County with 2:20 left to go on top.
Might be. Could it be the dagger? There's a good, big time three right there.
2:20 left to go. Is the timeout being called? As we will take it as well. Send it back to studio for a couple of words. You're listening to Lady Cat Basketball on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
LA County to inbound, length of the court to go, trailing by five. 2:20 left to go in the ballgame. Bath County leads 46-41. As they get the ball into Hamilton, who finds Witt. Witt picked up a dribble over to Sturgill out on the right wing. She's double teamed over there, needing some help. Looks on the inside, finds Witt. Witt.
Oh,
I thought she was getting ready to have that and one as she was fouled. Let's see which Lady Cat.
Norris, her second.
With. Misses the first free throw. We get a second. She came in 17 of 19, 89% on the season. Take one of two.
She's 2 of 4 on the night tonight, 50%.
This LA County team's only shot 187 free throws on the season.
They've only shot 8 tonight, and Sturgill and Witt are the only ones who have shot.
In perspective, Bath County shot 389 free throws. Barrett takes it in right at Witt. Gets fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Foul is on Witt. Her third.
Her third.
I don't think he liked the call.
I don't think he agreed with that. I don't think Witt did either. He's in McGlone's ear there. Now Collier's going to come over and say, you did a great job.
Sometimes it's not the first one to say something. It's the last one. There it makes it both 49-42.
We'll trade Ashton in and out for offense and defense here.
So Hamilton gets it inbounded to her, gives it right back to Howard. Howard, it's like the adrenaline is working on that ankle. She's coming up there. Doesn't look like she's favoring it at all like she was. Goes a pass over to the left side. Cox gets a steal. takes it, finds French on the other side, running the left, lays it up and in, 51-42, 1:41 left go. Sorry. 50-42, I said 51. Hamilton has it out on the right wing. Shot up to left side from Howard is good.
Big time 50, three 45. Right there.
As LA County has trimmed into this lead, they're calling for a full timeout.
That's their last timeout. Bath has two left.
So, Coach, you're in the situation. Your team's down by five. At what point do you start fouling? Or do you?
I would try to get a steal here in backcourt, and then if I don't, then I'm fouling. I'm fouling once he gets to the front court, and we got to shorten this game up to try to get back in it. So you're looking for a steal, pick up the pressure, get you a steal, and then if you don't get a steal, then I think you need to foul once you get down here in half court. Bass looking for wide open layup or free throws is all they're looking for.
You're saying if Norris is open in the, on the wing, not shoot the three?
We're not shooting a three. Okay. That's a no.
Because, I mean, she's due.
Yes, she is, but nope.
So it'll be Bath County ball.
So Elliott's going to wait and get them in the half court. They've changed. They're going to try to trap right here. They've gone to a 2-2-1. They're looking for a trap.
They're
just
the
right over top of it.
Crouch trying to get it back over to French on skip pass. Out of bounds. Bath County ball. Norris looking to trigger underneath their own basket. Looking, goes it inside to Free. Free dribbles around her defender. Gives it out to Crouch on the left wing. Now on top to Barrett. Now over to Norris. Bath County content, just letting clock run.
And so is Elliott. I don't understand this. I'd be fouling.
Norris kicks it back to Barrett. Now
especially
to French.
Especially if Norris or Freed or somebody like that got it, you know.
They nice look down low, find nice. Krause, laying it up at the end. 44 seconds left to go in the ball game. Bath County's lead's out to seven. Howard kicks it to Sturgill. Sturgill back to Howard. Close out on her. Back to Sturgill. 32 seconds. Sturgill tries to throw it. Bath County ball. So it went off Sturgill's hand last. Norris looking to trigger. Gets it in to French. French dribbles to the left wing. They reach in on her. No foul call. Out to Barrett. Barrett curls. Gives it up to French. Over to Norris. She skips it back over to Barrett. 14 seconds. I think LA County's just content letting the clock run. They throw it down low to Crouch. Out of bounds.
Right through her hands.
With 9 seconds left to go. Bath County's lead is at seven. Howard pushing in the front court, throws it away, trying to throw the home run pass to Sturgill in the right corner. It sails out of bounds. So they're going to do a substitution.
We'll bring out your two seniors here.
Crouch. Now Cox is going to slow roll in so they get Barrett out.
Yep.
Big round of applause for both the Bath County seniors. So French inbounds the ball, comes walking in the front court. No shame in Elliott County's game tonight. They came into Bath County. They the lead for most of it.
Yeah, they played hard, really hard.
52-45 is the final score as the Bath County Lady Cats knock off the Lady Lions of Elliott County. And Davey's going to work on getting some final stats put together for tonight's game. As we will also have Coach Collier coming up along with the two Bath County Lady Cat seniors. As you've been listening to Bath County Lady Cat basketball right here on WKCA, once again that final score, Bath County 52, LA County 45. Return courtside in a couple of minutes right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Welcome back. Bath County High School as Bath County Lady Cats get the win on senior night. Final score, 52-45 over the Lady Lions of Lewis County. As Bath County with the win improves to 16-9 on the season. With the loss, Elliott slips to 6-14. Bath County will next be in action on Friday night as they will travel into West Carter to take on the Lady Comets. 6:30 tip for that game. Then they'll have a couple of home games next week. On Monday the 19th, they'll take on Fairview. 7:30 tip. 6:30 tip for Martin County on Tuesday night. And they will finish up their regular season with a game on the 22nd, which is next Thursday, against Morgan County. As Coach Collier making his way up, and he's also brought in tow a couple of Lady Cat seniors. As Davey's still working on those stats, we'll let him keep working on it, and I'll take the headphones away from Davey. And let's see which one of them wants to step up first.
Apparently, I talk too much on the podcast. They want to jump on first.
So listen, I got to talk to you about this podcasting. I watched this. Collier comes running up in there, and he's trying to give out gear to these guys. I've been with you all for 6 years, actually 25 years, but 6 years following you all. You know how many shirts I've got? You give me one tonight. You know how many I got out of Collier in all that time?
How many?
One. Oh. So you have matched Collier on shirts already. Thank you all, by the way.
No problem. Thank you.
Ashton Barrett stepping in here. And Ashton, I've watched you since you were a little girl playing basketball with the odd-colored socks. And when I first saw you on the court, I said, that girl can play some basketball. So it's been a pleasure to be able to call you. What has this season meant to you? I mean, the senior season is your hardest, but what has it meant to you this year?
This season has been everything to me. These girls are so special. Team, it's family. And this year, it's going to be a great one. The end of the season, we're turning up.
Absolutely. And you can tell that, you know, you all have team chemistry. I mean, you all like each other.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you all work and try to get – Coach Collier yelling – because you're giving up passes to other people. I mean, Bailey French gives up a pass to you, and he's on her for not making the layup.
Yes, sir.
How hard has Coach Collier been on you over these last 6 years?
He's been extremely hard, but he's just made me into the best basketball player I can be and best young lady I can be.
Which one gets after you harder, Coach Williams or Coach Collier?
Oh, Coach Collier. Oh, okay. No offense, Coach Williams, but Coach Collier for sure.
Well, I mean, Kenny is kind of a softie. But as far as this season has went, one of the things I always like to ask all the seniors, What has been your most memorable moment? Could have been this year, could have been last year, could have been when you were a seventh grader, getting your first start.
My most memorable moments were the two trips to Florida. We just had the best time, played the best basketball, and just it was just amazing, the whole trip.
As far as passing something along to a youngster, you've got a couple little girls standing here that's playing basketball. You've got other ones out there maybe listening. What advice would you give them?
I would just give them to give 110% every play, every game, because you never know when it's your last, and God's just given you the opportunity to play the game. So I give it all you have.
I know probably people are listening. I don't know where your parents are, but I'm sure they've probably got their ear to the radio or the phone right now. I want to say a word of thanks to anybody.
Thanks, Mom and Dad and Stone. I love you all so much. You all have did everything for me.
As we'll let you pass it over to the Kaylee there, but just a great season. Let's go all the way to Lexington.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Appreciate it. As Ashton gets the headsets off, we'll get Kaylee to step up here. Kaylee, you step in here having to put the sweaty headsets on from your teammate, Nash, and I apologize about that, but at least it's not Collier sweat. He is the sweatiest man when he gets in these headphones.
He's trying to wipe it on me.
That's Collier. He's doing CrossFit, though, so, I mean, he's just trying to stay in shape.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach Moore has shared with me numerous times over the season, but does Coach Collier ever carry any money when he goes anywhere? It's always bumming off somebody. Is it true? Have you ever seen him pay? That's all I want to know.
I think I've seen him pay maybe once with a credit card. I've never seen him have any cash ever.
But it said Mark Collier on it. It didn't say the second.
You know, I didn't look at it.
I guarantee it was Big Mark's card.
Probably.
As far as a memorable moment for you, what really stands out in your career, whether this year, last year, 5 years ago, what's been something that really kind of stood out?
You know, it really wasn't a game. It was a time that I had in practice, and my whole team will forever remember it. My coach will remember it. I'll remember it. And I think I'll carry that with me forever because they really are my family.
Absolutely. That was something I was talking with Ashton about. You can tell the chemistry with you girls that you're all – it really is a team atmosphere, and it's a family atmosphere because Coach Collier's yelling at Bailey for passing up a pass in the game. You know, why didn't you make the layup? Why and you can tell you're all so unselfish with each other. I always have said over my career doing these that the girls and the boys that come from the south side of the county, Olympia Springs, they're the toughest, and you fit that bill. I mean,
that's where I'm from, Mugley Grove.
Well, I mean, I grew up on McCarty Branch, so it just seems like the toughest ones. And you know, you're such an unselfish player. You could go out there, and we fuss all the time. You know, boy, I love her shot. She's got such a good shot. But you're not afraid to get down there and get dirty. Is there anybody that has ever been too big for you to guard?
Because
you don't act like it.
I mean, they could possibly be too big, but I'm still going to guard them no matter what.
I mean, and that's something that I really appreciate that because, you know, even though you may not show up with the biggest amount of points, you've got the biggest heart and hardworkingest. And I don't know of any 50-50 balls that you're not going after. And that says a lot about you right there. You want to say a word of thanks or pass along anybody some well wishes?
Thank you to my parents and my family and everybody that's supported me along this way. And, I mean, I'm just thankful for my family and my friends.
Do you think you could take Collier one-on-one?
Yes, absolutely.
I would hope so.
He's getting a little up there in the age. Oh, hey, Dad, I see you.
We appreciate you stepping up here. We'll let Collier get your sweat this time instead of him trying to wipe it on you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coach, I'm proud of you. I didn't know if it was sweat or if it was tears coming down your face there.
No, it was water. They poured water on me.
I was glad to see you showed out in the suit tonight.
Oh, freshmen, they deserved nothing but the best. So,
you said tonight would be a tough one on you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got to think, you know, I've had Ashton and Kaylee for 6 years. You know, my first year, they were seven. They were babies. If you look at the picture in my office, I mean, they babies. I'm still waiting on the parents' socials to give me their socials so I can pay them on my taxes. So Jimbo, you listening, Stacy and Wes, I need the taxes. I need to write them off of my taxes for raising them. You couldn't ask for two better seniors. You couldn't ask for two better leaders to stick with me for 6 years and do what they have done for this program is a testament to not only their character, but to their families as well. And it's not always been easy. It's not been a fun ride every time, but they've stuck with it and they're seeing the fruits of their labor. And I'm just extremely proud of both of them. Once that music hit and they both started talking, tears did well up, but when you spend so much time together as we do during the season, even out of season, when we're doing all of our other things we do, off-season workouts, you become close. It's a family. And tonight, we honor two of my daughters. They're my extended family. These younger girls don't understand how fortunate they are to have these two on the team with them this year, to not only look up to see how they carry themselves, how they represent themselves, how to take coaching, how to fight through adversity, because nobody's been coached harder than either one of them by me. And I still coach them hard, but these young ones see them fight through that adversity each and every day, and they're starting to see, it works. What we're doing here is working, but it's because of the seniors before them and the seniors today who have laid the foundation and have stuck with the process. That's what's important for them. And we've got, three or four more regular season games? Four, I think.
I think there's four.
And then we got the postseason. Hopefully we can make a run.
Still got three home games. You've got one road game.
But you always do it early just in case snow or something happens, like the boys had theirs canceled and had to, find a game, so we didn't want that to happen. But I'm not ready for this ride to end yet with this group of seniors and this group of this team in general. It's probably been my most fun year. Just because they like each other so much. They work so hard. They work so well together. They've been in the system. They know what it takes. And wherever this ride ends, it's going to be a sad day, but I hope it's at Rupp Arena on Saturday night when we're
That's what I told Ashton, let's go to Lexington. So hopefully she didn't think, before I meant like the end of the season, like the whole team.
The goal's always been to get to the region, which we haven't done in my tenure yet. It's only been four times in the whole history of the program. I think we have as good a shot as anybody in the district to get there, but we also have a good shot as anybody to get B2, so we've got to play. And I told them, guys, you aren't playing Elliott. You're playing Round County. Every game you play from now on, you picture Round County on their jersey, and whatever they may throw at you is what Round County might throw at you. These are all glorified practices for Round County. Nothing means anything else but Round County. And we've already proven that we can beat them over there at their place. That's what we got first round. Is it going to be an easy task? Probably not. But these girls have battled through adversity their whole careers this year. We're going to continue to fight, and we're going to give it the best run we can. But if they would pull this out, we beat Elliott County pretty good early in the season. And I think they were kind of looking back on that, thinking, maybe there's going to be an easy game, but there's not any easy games. You've got to come to fight.
Well, this Elliott County team, I'm going to give them credit. I mean, they're much improved from what we saw in December.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Witt does a really good job with his girls. He was one of the first ones, coaches that I became a friend with in the region when I got here. He's a really great guy. Hats off to him. He does a great job. But we still didn't do the things that we need to do on defensively tonight. We were giving up straight line drives. We weren't talking. We weren't boxing out. We weren't rotating. You do that in the first round of the district, you're going home early. So that's what I'm saying. Every time we step on that floor, it's another practice. You have to do the right things. And these young ones, I keep preaching to them and preaching to them and preaching to them. And sometimes I get loud, but it just is what it is. But if they can't let our season end by a missed rotation and not blocking out, giving up a straight line drive, not cutting over, they have to be able to look these seniors in the eyes at the end of the season and tell them they gave them everything they had. I've done that every year I've had seniors. And the seniors have to be able to look at each other and say, I gave you everything I had. And if they can do that, then we're okay with whatever that final buzzer ends. But it's not going to be because of lack of rotations, lack of this, lack of effort on one side, resting and this and that. We've got to get that stuff together. It's almost go time for this district. So each and every day we got to get better. Even if it's 1% better, we got to get better. But, back to our seniors, just So thankful for Kaylee Crouch. So thankful for Ashton Barrett and what they've done for our program, what they've done for me personally, for being such a great role model for my two girls to look up to, and their household name at the Collier household. And then, you know, that's what makes it even tougher is when your family gets close to these players. And but, you know, we're going to finish out this season strong. We're going to go back here and have a reception and celebrate these seniors and what all they've accomplished. And then tomorrow we're going to get back to work. Hopefully we can keep people better. We still got some sickness we're trying to fight off, some bumps and dings and bruises. But the thing is, if you're out on the floor, you got to go. There's no excuses. So if you're going to say, Coach, I can play, then we got to go, no matter if you're a senior or a seventh grader. And but that's the heart of this team, that it's just a true fight for each other and a love for each other, and that's what makes it fun to come back each and every day to practice and games. And that's why it's been such a fun season so far.
Coach, I don't want it to end. I know you don't want it to end, but let's end it rough.
Hey, that's the goal. That's the goal. And then if we make it there, Dave, you have to buy me an ice cream.
I tell you what, you make it there, I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll buy you a tub of ice cream.
I don't want to break. I want, you know, you break tradition if he doesn't buy it, though.
Davey's ready.
Hey, thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. All right, see you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Collier. Yes, that's Coach Mark Collier after tonight's win as the Bath County Lady Cats get the win, 52-45. Davey getting the Collier sweat off of his headset. I'd
like to give him a hard time, so...
For those listening,
the couple of years that I helped Collier, he never paid for anything on road trips.
Well, so. That's what I asked Kaylee. I said, have you ever seen Collier pay for anything? Yeah. She said, I think he had a credit card once. And I said, did it say Mark Collier on it? And not the second.
He never paid for a thing. So I took care of him. He has to remember that. So real quick on our stats, Elliott County, 17-46 overall from the field for 36%, 7-11 from 3-point land. 63%, 4 of 8 from the free throw line for 50%. I had them with 31 total rebounds. Again, I am very unofficial. They only had three girls in the scoring column. Molly Howard with 20, Sturgill 13, and Witt with 12. They hard fought ball game and for 45 points. Our Lady Cats, 20 of 44 overall for 45%, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, 23%, 9 of 14 from the free throw line for 64%. I had our Lady Cats with 30 rebounds, but again, I am very unofficial. Our scoring goes Reed 3, French 11, Barrett 24, 5 for Cox, 4 for Crouch, 2 for Norris, and 3 for Reed for a total of 52. So, good heart win, hard fought win for the Lady Cats tonight. Something that they're going to This type of game they're going to need come tournament time. I think that first round game against Brown is going to be kind of like this. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be, who makes the plays at the end of the ball game. So big win on senior night for Barrett and for Crouch.
As we got some players of the game awards to pass out, maybe this is an easy night usually for us, especially having two seniors.
Well, they're both going to get an award, and I had for our offensive player of the night, I had Ashton Barrett with her 24 points to lead us in scoring. And Kaylee Crouch could have gone either for defense or unsung, so I swung her on defense because how hard she plays on that end of the court and the tip balls and the just the little things that she did. And then for our unsung hero, it could have gone.
You're underclassmen. They're supporting cast.
They all came through tonight. Big night for Josie Reed with an important basket. Bailey French keeping us in the ball game.
Josie had that nice steal. Just took it away from the girl.
Nice steal. And Bailey kept us in the ball game when Ashton was in foul trouble. Mallory Cox with a big two-pointer and a three-pointer for her 5 points. So all those, Jerrica played real extremely hard on both ends of the floor. So, yes, all our underclassmen are, and then Fareed battling against Witt. You know, she was undersized, and she battled all night. So, big hand to all those. Great night for the Lady Cats.
Absolutely, yes. Your offensive player of the game brought to you by R.L. Cottle Construction Company is Ashton Barrett. Your defensive player of the game from the Downtown Athletic Club is Kaylee Crouch. And then your unsung hero is the supporting cast, the rest of your Lady Cats here this evening as Your final verdict brought to you by Ira Kilburn. Bethany did a pretty good job not turning the ball over. They did turn Elliott County over more.
I had Elliott around 20 turnovers, so that was big times. A lot of them late in the ball game when Elliott was getting tired, which is when we really needed them.
And then the foul trouble, keeping Bath County out of foul trouble, other than Ashton with her four, that was kind of bad. But she was able to play for about five, almost 6 minutes with four personals. And that's kind of a testament to her. I know they were going with Cox on an offense-defensive switch there about the final 2 minutes. But I thought that overall Bath County did well.
Yes, they did. Big night. So.
As that's going to wrap up our broadcast here from Owingsville this evening. Once again, the Bath County Lady Cats with the win over the Lady Lions of L.A. County, 52-45. For all of those tuning in and listening to us, thank you. I want to say a word of thanks to Hannah back in the studio. Of course, all of our great sponsors making this broadcast possible. We'll next be in action on the air on Friday night for senior night for the boys. Patrick will step into the mic. I guess I'll be there to help him as we're going to say.
Hopefully the boys can pull out the same thing as the girls did tonight.
Let's hope so. As Bath County gets to win, 52-45 for Davian Moore until Friday night. I'm Todd Waits. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.